Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the amazingly talented, the somewhat good-looking, Aaron Lajay-Kaplan. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you so much. I think, but thank you.
I said you're amazingly talented.
Much appreciated.
That's true. I mean, many times we've had you on the show, and you always bring us new recordings, and you have another new recording. So you're just very prolific in the world of classical guitar. And if you look Aaron up on Wikipedia, they call him a musical artist. They don't say guitarist. Did you know that?
I did not realize that.
That's a musical artist.
I like that. That's very fulfilling to me, right, and gratifying.
So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you have been doing this for more than 5 years, more than 10 years, more than 20, right?
I've been at this 21 years. I've been out of school, and so I guess you can say I've been hoofing it and putting things together bit by bit, and it's a journey, most definitely a journey.
Now, what part of the country are you from for the people that maybe have not heard this show with you before?
I was born in Oklahoma, raised in Colorado, and then I came out to Boston for school and thought I'd jump to Europe, and then I ended up meeting my wife, who's French, and so we just decided we'll build a little France of our own around Boston. So we live in Dorchester. And,
well, that certainly is just like Paris.
Exactly. You know, when I think of Dorchester, I think Paris on the water. That's it.
There you go. So you've been out of school for 21 years already. Doesn't it seem like it was just two or three?
It does. And then yesterday I was out walking around Boston and I started talking to someone and they asked where I was studying. And I looked at him with such glee. It felt so good. And I said, no, I usually get the educator's discount, not the student discount. And he was, apologized.
Soon, pretty soon you'll get the senior discount like I do.
It is getting closer. Watch out. I'm coming up on you.
You have had the great privilege and honor of playing lots of different places around the world, right? And yes. Let's just recap a little bit. All throughout the United States, obviously, and then other countries?
Yes, I've been to Russia multiple times pre the most latest horrible outbreak out there between the Ukraine. But St. Petersburg and Moscow, amazing audiences. Taiwan, quite a few times in Italy and Germany. A little bit in France. And in Canada, right before COVID, I got to spend 3 wonderful weeks as a musician in residence at the Banff Center for Arts and Creativity.
Banff.
And it was January 2020, minus 26 degrees below zero. And it was definitely Banff.
For those that don't know that, the reason I say fufu is because it's spelled with two F's at the end.
Correct.
And it is a beautiful spot, though. I've had the privilege myself of performing up in Calgary, and we took a trip out to Banff just to see the sights. It's a beautiful spot.
It is lovely.
Now, during the week, do you occupy yourself with any students or...
I do. I have a private studio. I spent over a dozen years at the University of Massachusetts Boston and a few years at Boston Conservatory. And then this year, kind of post-COVID, I wanted to make a change, be the change that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And especially after COVID, I decided that I was going to focus more on my private studio and recording and touring. And so I have started slowly getting back to life on the touring circuit, going out. I did 10 concerts in 12 days in California, and then did a small tour in the Pacific Northwest in Oregon. And then now in, August, I'll be doing some shows in Newport, Rhode Island.
You just did a show today. In Newport today.
Yes, it's a wonderful day. Then Boston and then Provincetown before heading back out to the Cape in September. So little things are picking up again and more recording projects. It's very exciting.
Speaking of recording projects, one of the reasons you're here today is to talk about Honey Cadence. Yes. Newest release, right?
Yes, this is kind of a shocker. For those who have followed me, you know, I play a lot of contemporary music. I arrange music, John Cage, my new Lullaby project, which I think we've played here quite a few times. Last December, I was approached by an amazing producer, Kabir Sehgal, and he said, "Aaron, I want you to do an album of your own music." And I said, "Kabir, I don't write music. And I arrange it." And he said, I think you can write music. And I was so annoyed with my own reaction of like this kind of knee-jerk no that I said, okay, give me 48 hours. And over the next 48 hours, I jotted down ideas in my little music notebook and quickly realized I could do it. And so I, in the span of 2 weeks, wrote out about 25 minutes of music, put together an album. 2 weeks later, recorded it. And that was Honey Cadence that came out in April on Tiger Turn. And it's been amazing to hear the response. It's very different to be a composer versus to be a performer or an arranger. People ask me about the meaning of the pieces, which I ask composers all the time. What did you mean with this? And right, I expect right. answers. And it's really hard sometimes to come up with an answer. It's like
sometimes you just hear the notes, right?
It's true. It's like, well, it just sounded good. And right. then where's that title come from? Well, I was wondering what would I name this type of final chord? And I thought it was very sweet. And I said, oh, it's like honey, a honey cadence. And so maybe in, 300 years, they'll be writing a treatise about music of the 21st century, and they'll have Honey Cadence is a seventh chord with the seventh in the bass.
And what was he thinking?
And it's only happened once.
Right. Well, why don't we listen to the title cut from the album, and it's called Honey Cadence. Anything else to add?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. beautiful music. We have time for one more piece in this first segment, Aaron. What's the next one going to be?
The next piece is called Moving Still. And with this piece, I wanted to take a motif and just see if I could create tension and movement without the usual use of harmony. So you'll hear a repeated motif of E and G, or mi sol, throughout the whole piece. It doesn't change harmony, but I'm using different colors, different textures to create that tension and movement in the piece. And I think it's pretty successful. People have liked it. And it's definitely influenced by, you know, Indian music, John Cage, and, you know, a multitude of lullabies. And it just, it's moving, but we're also not going anywhere. Hence, all moving right. Still.
Okay, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Aaron Laje Kaplan is the guest tonight on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be listening to his sweet music from Honey Cadence, the latest recording that has been released. And a special treat coming up from Aaron is that we're going to get to listen now to something that has never been listened to before by the public.
It's very true. These are two tracks from an album that comes out in the end of September. It's called God's Time, and it's music of Johann Sebastian Bach on guitar. And these are all arrangements I did of keyboard pieces. And the title God's Time comes from a work called Gutes Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit. God's Time is the very best time. So that's the title track. But we're not going to listen to that track. We're going to listen to Prelude and Fiddle Fugue. These are very interesting pieces because Bach wrote this fugue, and I think most people know it in G minor as the fugue from the first violin sonata. And he also wrote a version for lute in A minor of just the fugue, no prelude, no other movements. And
wait a minute, I was hoping you would sing it in A minor.
Oh, I'm skilled, but you know, it's still early. Right. I need better, you know. And he also wrote a third version, we don't know the exact order, for organ. And the organ version is in D minor and includes a lovely prelude also in D minor. So the first movement you're going to hear is the prelude that I put into A minor and play on guitar. And then the second movement is the actual fiddle fugue, and it's a mashup of all three. I steal from the violin, I steal from the lute, and I steal from the organ version, most of all from the organ. So this would be, for those of you who want the technical information, it is BWV 539 for organ and BWV 1000 for violin, and I think 1000A or 1001, 1001 for lute. But I may have that wrong. It's still early in the morning.
Well, the best way to do that is to check out your website, right?
Yes, or it's not, that's so early, it's not even on my website, but it will be, I promise you.
Okay.
And so this is Prelude and Fiddle Fugue by Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged by myself. And enjoy this premiere performance. It's so cool to be able to share it with all of you. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Aaron. We'll put the two of those together, listen to that, then take another short break and be back with more. Aaron Lajay Kaplan Show. That's a good name for today's program, I guess. It's actually Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. Very pleased to have Aaron with us this evening, talking about his new music, which we just had the privilege of listening to the world premiere on those last two cuts. And thanks for that, Aaron. That's going to be a CD that's going to be coming out in September, October?
September, and it'll be available streaming everywhere, and there'll be CDs available. It'll all be listed on my website, alcguitar.com. And it's very exciting, my first Bach album. So it's, I kind of feel like, okay, I'm an adult now.
There you go. You've made it. So,
yes.
Yeah. You know, this, it's amazing. We talked before the show started tonight about the fact that recordings nowadays, and I say nowadays because I'm twice your age, and I can remember when I first made a recording, it was a vinyl album, which we carried around and sold, and then went to cassettes, and then went to CDs, and now there are EPs,
yeah.
And lots of other things,
yes.
Streaming. You gave me an interesting statistic when we first met. One of your things has been listened to how many times?
Honey Cadence, since its release in April, has been streamed 470,000 times on just Amazon Music, which is amazing to me.
Wow.
And I'm not sure how the world of streaming works. I love CDs. I love vinyl, but I'm over the moon to know that people are finding my music and listening to it. So it's very exciting.
Now, I've had many, I don't want to say many, but several, I will say, classical guitarists on my program over the years. And lots of times when I listen to guitarists play, I always think that sometimes I'm hearing mistakes because I hear like a scraping of the string type of thing. I don't notice that with your recordings. Is that, but so many of them do it, I thought maybe that was the style.
Yeah, well, there was. So if you go into the treatises of study, you know, going back 50, 100 years, there is a whole style of, you know, keep your fingers on the strings and move them. And you'll get that squeaky sound on the basses because right. they're wound. And I don't like that. For certain styles of music, it's perfect. I've had people ask me, you know, hey, this is kind of a blues style piece. Can you please squeak a little bit? And I have to try. But in classical guitar, for me, if it's not written in, you shouldn't be making sounds. Your nails.
It could actually be written in.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They'll
really?
Write in kind of a glissando that. On a bass string and or make squeaky sounds. I have some jazzy pieces that are like, you know, we want this type of kind of a comp on is very different than mm-hmm. on in the classical style. So, but if it's not written in, I think you shouldn't do it. I want to hear the music, the notes. And
sure.
So I am persnickety about it with my students. And I had a couple teachers who showed me ways to move on the guitar, and it's detailed, and it's kind of what makes the guitar difficult, but it's also what makes it one of the most beautiful of all instruments in the world, is that you have these little nuances that you can pull out. And when I do want to squeak, mm-hmm. I do it. And there are a couple in there. I mean, I had one reviewer who said he reminded us he was mortal by squeaking a few times for us. And I thought that was kind of fun. So,
well, I think I have to do a show and have yourself and one other very frequent guest on our program who now has his own show here on WCRI is Joe Perillo, the jazz pianist.
Yeah.
We'd have him. And then I think maybe Greg Abbott, who is a saxophonist, mm-hmm. and then maybe a man that is also a frequent guest who plays the cello, and they all say that they're the most beautiful instrument in the world. So we'd have to have some kind of a runoff here.
I agree, but like when you think of the guitar, I have four middle Cs without using harmonics. Each one has its own color, what we call timbre, its own quality to it. You know, and then there's really nothing that separates me from the strings because my flesh and my nails play the strings and I have to hold down notes. A piano, there's hammers and pedals between them. A cello has a bow. I mean, nothing against them. They're wonderful instruments. They're second or third on that tier, but, you know, first? I don't know. Saxophone, I could hear. We could debate that. But when it comes to my favorite, you know.
Okay. You know. All right. We'll give it for this show anyway. The most beautiful instrument in the world. And let's get to some more music. You do have more than the brand new CD that you let us listen to. You brought with us brought with yourself a couple others, and we're going to go to one called "Tracing a Wheel on Water." Now, yes. That's an interesting title.
It's the title track. The title comes from a piece by a composer in Kevin Siegfried, who was living in Maine, and that piece inspired my debut album. This came out in 2006 when I was a wee lad. And the piece I want to play for you, though, today is one I don't think I've ever shared on the show. It's called La Catedral, The Cathedral, by Agustin Barrios. And Barrios was an amazing, amazing guitarist from Uruguay and toured all over Latin America when it was extremely difficult to travel all over Latin America. And died in 1944, way too young. But this piece is about the cathedral in Montevideo, Uruguay, and it's also an homage to Bach. And I thought it would be a nice complement to what we just heard. And the first movement is a prelude of kind of walking in the streets, hearing the bells toll. The second is a procession. And the third movement is this vigorous street life and hearing the world around in the 1920s in Montevideo. And it's a very exciting piece. And so I'm very happy to share it with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron, beautiful music as usual that you provided to the WCRI audience. We have time for one more piece before we get to it. I want to thank you once again for coming in, and I need you to promise me that you'll come back in the fall and we'll talk about the newest release.
I would be most honored. I will do that.
Excellent. All right. Let's talk about this. It comes from a CD called Nights Transfigured, right?
Correct.
Not with a K, but with an N.
Double correct on that. I kind of switched around the title of the famous Schoenberg piece, Transfigured Night, but this is the second volume of from my new lullaby project, and this is where I've asked composers to write lullabies for the guitar, but new ones, and I've premiered at this point 69. I've recorded 3 albums, and we've even published a couple of anthologies of scores and music from composers in 10 different countries. And it's been amazing, and I still do not sleep well, just so everyone knows. But we do have concerts. We'll have a few concerts in the Boston area if you'd like to come in here. One a month through November through my program called Now Musique, French spelling of music.
And that information's on your website.
That is on my website.
Which is, one more time?
ALCGUITAR.com. ALCGUITAR.com. And those are free concerts open to the public. And the next one is in September. Actually, I think, yes, the next one's in September. And some composers will be there. So this piece is by a composer who at the time was living in Burlington, Vermont, faculty at UVM. His name is Thomas L. Reed, wonderful composer who's written me quite a bit of music. This was the first piece he wrote, and it's called The Moon Through the Window Shines Down, and it's a lullaby for guitar.
Excellent. Once again, thanks, Aaron. Can't wait to see you next time.
Thank you for having me.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.